Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 75 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I am your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'm going to be talking about goldmaking in World of Warcraft, both classic and retail. As usual, I'll be talking through my week in terms of goldmaking. I'll be talking about what's going on with the game right now, and a discussion point. And this week, I'll be talking a little bit about why I like goldmaking, why I enjoy it, and why this has been something that I've stuck with over... I've been doing it quite heavily since Mists of Pandaria, but particularly much in the last couple of expansions and Classic. Now, of course, this podcast is made available by my patrons that get access to all episodes 3 days ahead of time, as well as anything I post on thelazygoldmaker.com. So if you want to join us, you can do so at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. But let's dive into how my week went. So we'll start by looking at BFA, as we do every week. Currently, I am sitting at just over 12 million gold on BFA, so that's an increase since last week. I had a little over 1 million gold in sales this week, with of course most of it being from BOEs as usual. What I did this week was I had two repost sessions where I just reposted my auctions. So I didn't do any BOE shopping at all, so that 1 million went essentially straight into the bank and increased my liquid gold by about 1 million. So that's pretty good. I'd say a million is a great number for a week. Two 500k sales day, that's something I'm happy with. It's not amazing, but it's something I'm happy with. BOEs are still selling quite well. I'm still selling Battle of the Sarralor BOEs, which is what... Or no, I should say Eternal Palace. I forget myself. We're in 8.3 now. But yeah, I'm still selling Eternal Palace BOEs that are selling well. But of course, the what are they called? The corrupted BOEs from Nyalotha. That's where the huge money is. So that's pretty cool. Of course, I only got two repost sessions and just reposting because I'm doing the 30 days to a token challenge, where the point is start with a fresh level 120 character, nothing. I was on a fresh account as well, so I didn't have flying, I didn't have anything, just a level 120 character and the gold I got from leveling from 110 to 120. So that was 11,000 gold, and I started just about 2 weeks ago today. Right now, I'm sitting at 130,000 gold, a little over that, with about 140,000 gold posted on the auction house. So, yeah, things are looking pretty good. I think I'm going to make it. And we're probably going to make it well ahead of time, because my gold has been increasing extremely rapidly the last couple of days. So the last 5 days, I've gone from 11k to 134k. So just in the last 5 days, because now my sales have really skyrocketed and stuck at a really good level. So it's been my average sales have been about 40,000 every day for the last 5 days. And depending on how much gold I spend restocking, I get a decent amount of increase in my liquid gold. So what I've had most success with is definitely cooking, followed by inscription for the Highborn Compendium trinkets. I was a little uncertain for a time whether or not it had been worth it to level inscription, but now I've sold a lot of trinkets, or quite a few trinkets, I would say, so now I'm really happy with it. Cooking has been amazing throughout, particularly the vision food, though they've been great. I've also had pretty good success with doing fishing for farming, just fishing in the corrupted zones for aberrant void fins and malformed nashers, as well as the pet you get from the schools. I've pretty much stopped doing gold farming lately, and I just do like some 8.3 patch dailies, I do some LFR, some mythic dungeons. I need to do one more mythic dungeon so I can craft another embroidered deep sea bag, and then I do some other random end game activities. I've also done a couple of old raids just to get some raw gold, And because that's a form of farming that I can enjoy. But yeah, crafting and flipping is, or crafting primarily, is not where I generate enough gold and will generate enough gold to finish the challenge in time quite easily. So I don't think I'll be adding any more markets or anything. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing, and I expect to finish the challenge within the week, actually. So that's going to be in about 20 days, something like that, for an EU token. I think they're about 200k now. I haven't checked the exact price, but we'll get there. So let's take a look at how my week went in Classic. And Classic has also gone extremely well. So right now I have 3,400 gold on me, and I have another 2,700 gold worth of auctions posted on the auction house. So that's pretty good. My auction house value decreased about 600 gold from last week, but my liquid gold increased by 1,200. So that's a pretty massive increase overall in total value. And gold is even more worth more valuable than the auction house value, so that's extremely good. I probably need to restock some consumables again. But yeah, the week has been great. I leveled leatherworking and tailoring on my warlock, because my warlock is now level 35. So I have 225 in leatherworking and 260 tailoring. So I spent some gold on that. But I didn't spend too much gold on stuff for my main this week. I will, though. I'm going to buy a Librum of Veracity, so that's going to be a little bit expensive. But yeah, things are good. If we look at my sales this week, I hit 3,200 gold, which is really good. A little bit more than last week, and better than some of the earlier weeks. So that's extremely cool, actually. Alchemy is, of course, still the big seller for me, but there's one other item that I've been doing a lot of lately and focusing a lot more on, and that's the Goblin Sapper charges. They just sell so quickly. I just make sure every day that I scan for solid stone, because that's always the bottleneck. Get the solid stone, turn it into solid blasting powder, and finish the sapper charges. I think I may increase my price because they take a little while to craft, but the sell speed is just crazy. I don't know how many I've sold. I haven't checked, but it's a lot. I sell them pretty much as soon as I post them. I've also sold a pretty large amount of limited invulnerability potions this week. I think it may be due to Arathibasin. Wow, that was terrible pronunciation. And there are some other potions as well that definitely are selling faster. So what's going to be interesting going forward is adding some tailoring crafts when I can, as well as any potential leatherworking crafts. And then I'll also be looking into and testing out enchanting shuffles, which I posted about on Monday, going forward. So that's going to be interesting. I already did disenchant quite a few of the items I crafted when leveling the professions, because that was essentially the best way to dispose of the items that I'd created. I will probably look into getting rid of some of the lower value recipes, or I need to reprioritize my time into better methods. Because definitely I'm spending a little bit too much time, or I don't want to increase my time spent, but I want to increase my value. So we're going to look and focus more on higher value markets. So let's look at what's going on with the game right now. Now, in BFA, there's really nothing much to say. We're gonna see the Shadowlands alpha pretty soon, and it's gonna be interesting to see what that will bring with it. But there's not gonna be any major changes to BFA ever again. So there's really not much to say there. Now, if we're looking at Classic, of course, big thing, Arathibasin came out last week. The newest battleground to make it in. And of course, as far as I know, it's now the best way to farm honor for pre-mades, at least on the Alliance side. So we're definitely going to see a shift in what sort of consumables people bring. We might see people getting fewer free action potions. We might see the same number. I don't know. It definitely feels like I've been selling way more limited invulnerability potions, but I'm not can't guarantee that. But overall, we'll definitely see continued, sustained, very strong demand for any PvP potions. The next thing on the horizon is, of course, Sul'Gurub. And a lot of people will definitely be leveling alts right now, I think. So if you're looking to sell boosts, now is definitely the time. Just figure out which level range is less served by people already on your realm, or try to establish yourself in the most profitable ones, including Maradon or Sulfurak. But I'm sure you can figure this out if this is something you're interested in. You can make quite a bit of gold selling services, and this is actually one of the better ways to make gold if you like it. So if you like AoE farming or something like that, then definitely go ahead and utilize that to make gold. So usually we also do some questions from the patrons, but we don't have any this week. So we're just going to go ahead and dive right into this week's discussion point, which is why I enjoy gold making. Because I think hopefully it's interesting for you guys. It's at least interesting for me to reflect on why I enjoy gold making, because I've been doing a lot of gold making, and I've been making content about gold making for several years now. So there's definitely something here that really draws me in and focuses me. And of course, it's important to understand what I mean by gold making, what I enjoy, because what I enjoy is flipping and crafting and using the auction house and trade chat. I have never been someone who enjoys farming. I think it's something with like a personality type or something, because some people just enjoy farming. I don't at all. I never farm my own materials unless I absolutely have to, and if I absolutely have to, I'll probably not craft the item in question, because I really dislike farming. I just can't get into that sort of, I'm in the zone, I'm in the flow, I'm just killing mobs over and over again and it's chill. I prefer a more like focused, more difficult content, doing dungeons where you focus for a while and then you chill out in the city just doing crafting, which is what I like. So the question then is, why do I like crafting and flipping so much? It's a little hard to say like where this started. What I do remember is something I talked about several times, which is the first gold making technique I learned, which this was back in the Burning Crusade. And I learned about the Vision Dust Shuffle, where you craft white bandit masks and turn them into Vision Dust and sell that on the auction house. And this was great. I made my first couple of thousand gold with this shuffle, because it was extremely profitable at the time. And I think that this opened my eyes to this way of playing the game. And then there have been tons of things that have kept me doing this over the years. But what I really like about where I am now, of course, with a like large-scale multi-realm flipping empire, I like the feeling of, you feel like you're a player. Now, I'm not really that big of a fish. There are tons of people who have way more gold than me, including many of my listeners, I am sure. But there really is something, and I've had situations in the past where I've been like a big, really big fish on my realms, and I am a really big fish on some of my realms right now. I've been consistently in the top 10 sellers in the Booty Bay Gazette on my classic realm, and I can do all this with fairly low play times. So crafting and flipping is actually, it's one part of the game where you can get into the relative top, or you can get on top of the game and get to where you can pay for your game with tokens and still accumulate gold, even with relatively limited playtime. Of course, as in every other part of an MMO, more playtime is going to help. But I can easily pay for two accounts with tokens and still generate gold while having a full-time job and a family. So I think that's pretty cool that I can be among the best at something, even though I'm very far from being the richest player in WoW. I'm at least pretty good at gold making, and I can consistently make it work, which is really cool. Now, I also really like being rich, because I quite enjoy PvE in World of Warcraft, and I like being able to afford all my consumables, all my enchants, buy gear upgrades if I want to without ever having to think about it. I like being able to just dump gold into that, buy them all, be ready for raid. And so that's something that I think is pretty cool. Now, something that's really some of the reasons why I really like flipping and crafting is, of course, that like this kind of thing, economics, numbers, trading, markets, it's something that interests me a lot in real life as well. I have a master's degree in industrial economics, and I wrote my master's thesis on energy markets. So I have a sort of professional interest, and I get to employ some of the stuff that I learned in school. I get to use some statistics, particularly when I do math on like prospecting and enchanting shuffles. I get to do a little bit of that, and I also get to employ a lot of this stuff into Trade Skill Master, which I really enjoy because it's sort of just a way to test out gold making rule sets that you make. Like, this is I approach this market, I think this is going to work, these rules, and then you use them and then it works and you get the gold back in and it feels really good. And there's also just something, there's something about the dopamine rush of like checking your mailbox and you're like, you got a ton of sales from yesterday and it feels really good. It's sort of like a reward. You get a really tangible, really obvious reward. So like there are many reasons why I enjoy gold making. I think it's sort of interesting because for what you like, you have to go back to figure out what attracted you to it in the first place, and that's a little hard for me to do because it's so long ago. But I do remember back in vanilla when I played that I was like super jealous of people who could afford their epic mount. Thought that was just amazing that they were able to get that rich, because I was never able to do that. But now this time around I was able to buy my epic mount the day I hit level 60 in Classic. So it's apparently not that hard. the 16-year-old me thought it was, but I think I just, when I started figuring out like this is something I can really get good at, this is something I can really enjoy, and then of course like Trade Skill Master hitting all of my buttons, like I've always hugely enjoyed using Trade Skill Master to be active in many markets, and I've had times in Mists of Pandaria, I controlled the market on my realm, or I didn't control it, but I was by far the biggest player flipping Cataclysm greens. So whenever I changed my normal posting price in TSM, then the new normal posting price for everyone else would shift to that level within a couple of days, so that was pretty cool. But there's just something about being a player in the markets, being a trade prince, or running a huge industrial operation, which is what I've typically done, where I've had loads of alts and a huge, I just buy like almost every material in the game, process it all across all of my alts and turn it into end finished goods that I've really, really enjoyed. And it can be hard to really point to what you enjoy about it, but I think that the combination of the fact that you can do this even with a fairly low amount of playtime, you can still get pretty good at this, and the fact that you can combine it with other things. There's also some nice things about crafting, that you don't have to be 100% focused on the game, so you can play more like, okay, I'm focused on a dungeon, now I'm chilling out crafting, and you can have a sort of nice ebb and flow in your gaming sessions, which I have also quite enjoyed. But overall, I just enjoy gold making. I love it. I'm still doing it. All these years after I learned my first shuffle in the Burning Crusade, this has been the main way that I've played the game for the last couple of years. Although I'm raiding again now, and I'm really enjoying that as well, and I find that gold making is much more fun when you also play the game and you have something to spend on. I'm sure gold making would be a ton more fun if I actually played BFA actively on in some sort of endgame focused way, but I don't do that at the moment. But I've really enjoyed doing some Mythic Dungeons on my 30 days to a token challenge character. So I guess I might do some more in Shadowlands, we'll see. But yeah, that's going to be it for me this week, guys. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did and you want to read more about gold making, you can do so at Patreon at thelazygoldmaker.com. Nothing Patreon there. That's where you can support the show if you want to join us and get early access to all of the episodes. Patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. And with a massive or final massive thank you to my patrons, I wish you all a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.